Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Let's enjoy it. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I don't know if America has nooks and crannies, but damn it, I just gave it to them. Shout out to everybody listening in every nook and cranny in America. On the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and on your smart speaker. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm happy to be here with everybody in every single nook and cranny. We've had a busy night. We've talked about the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Rihanna. We've talked about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens just telling everybody, oh, we love him, we want him to stay. It's setting the stage for if he wants to leave, that he will look bad. We talked about offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. Well, offensive guys. Byron Leftwich is gone from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We talked about Greg Roman, gone as offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. And then we talked about the Bengals and Buffalo. I think somebody called up and mentioned the New York Giants. Listen, folks, the New York Giants are just on like borrowed time right now. Anything that the New York Giants do right now is a bonus. It's just like extra sprinkles on a... What do you put sprinkles on? A sundae. Yeah, you put sprinkles on a sundae. It's like extra sprinkles. Nobody expected the New York Giants to be here. And yes, the New York Giants do have a good chance of beating the Philadelphia Eagles. From all things that we know, I will assume that Jalen Hurts, that his shoulder is healthy. I will assume that he is okay. And that they may go out there and absolutely destroy the New York Giants. Or the New York Giants might make it a competitive game and maybe come out on top and win. If the New York Giants win, I don't think it will be a blowout. I think it'll be a close one. The Eagles can win either way. It's tough, and it's tough going into Philly. People talk about this place. Somebody called last night and said, playing in Philadelphia. Well, that's not making things up. Shep, what did that guy call up and say? He said it was a cold side of hell somewhere.
You talking about last night, yeah.
What do you remember what he was referencing?
Oh, no, I should.
He said something about, oh, it's the cold side of hell. I said, well, damn, that's tough.
I suppose maybe someone taking like a beating unlike any other and it was involved in your top six. Ric Flair?
Ric Flair has been to the cold side of hell?
Yeah.
Damn it, Ric Flair been everywhere and back, okay?
Right, and you didn't say that. I'm saying you had a caller say that about his lifestyle.
Oh, I know. I didn't say. Right. I didn't think hell had a cold side. But,
right.
He's 100% correct. Anyway, it is going to be tough for the New York Giants in Philadelphia. And Saquon Barkley, he understands as much. And he said so. Listen to this.
playoffs is definitely, I expect it to be a hostile environment. This is playoffs. I mean, this that's how it's going to be. You know how Philly fans are, and you know, growing up in Pennsylvania, obviously I was a Philly fan growing up, had a lot of Philly fans. I know how passionate they are, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, fun, if whatever you call it, getting cursed out for a little while or a couple of hours is certainly fun. It'll be more fun if the New York Giants come out with a victory. I don't think so. Brian Daboll was asked about the same thing. He's like, hey, you're going to go play the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. And fans in Philly, they tough. Brian Daboll, he doesn't sound like he gives a damn. Listen to this.
If it's hostile in other places you've been this year, how would you describe the atmosphere in Philly you're expecting on Saturday night?
Yeah. Hostile.
He doesn't care. This is the same guy the other night after Daniel Jones ran for like 70 yards and threw for another 300 plus. He's like, yeah, how did Daniel Jones play? Good. Brian Daboll he's deadpan. Unless he's out there yelling at one of his players. I mean, he lit into Daniel Jones earlier this year. He just lit into the guy. And then he lit into an offensive lineman. He apologized. Doesn't need to talk to the media. Talk to your players. I get it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to holler at me otherwise, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You know, right before we went to break, and this has been a lingering conversation this week. It's about the 49ers and the Cowboys. It's about the kicker. It's about Brett Maher. It's about people saying, oh, give him a break. Oh, he had a bad game. He ain't have a bad game. Whatever was worse than bad, that's what he had. A bad game is missing a couple of kicks. Not missing no damn extra points. And then we got people coming up with crap excuses for the guy. We don't know if he pulled his hamstring. They're not going to tell us. Yeah, they would. Jerry Jones sat his ass up after the game and said, oh, yeah, we'll keep him and put him out there. And less than 24 hours later, about 12 hours later, maybe less than that, Jerry Jones is like, yeah, we're going to take it day by day. And the very next day, they decide to go out there and sign a kicker to the practice squad. If Brett Maher sucks this week in practice, they're going to give him the boot. And they ain't going to miss. And so for anyone who wanted to look for a potential excuse, one of our callers brought up the holder. We got to look at the holder. I don't give a damn about the holder. Is he Charlie Brown and Lucy in the ball? Then no, let's not blame the holder. Blame the guy kicking. Not four damn times. You can't do that. And so today, actually, I learned from John Breach of CBS Sports, thank you, John, that the NFL has decided to start cracking down and enforcing a little-known rule that teams have been breaking this year, including the Dallas Cowboys. They broke the rule against the Buccaneers on Monday. The NFL wants the refs to watch the holders closely to make sure that they're not using foreign objects. What would constitute a foreign object? That no article or any type of anything may be placed on the field or used in any manner to assist the player in the execution of a field goal or extra point attempt. Cowboys holder Brian Anger usually grabs a blade of grass and puts it down in front of him so he knows exactly where to put the football down when he's holding. Guess what, folks? That's illegal. And the Dallas Cowboys were told as much by the refs. They told them. The special teams coach didn't even know that until the holder told him after the game. And so I guess we want to blame the holder because he couldn't put down a stinking-ass blade of grass for the kicker. Is that what we're doing now? Is that enough excuse for anybody who was looking for one? I ain't blaming the holder. What'd he do, miss the spot four times? Is he a bum? He's been cheating all year. when the football goes down, the kicker needs to be able to put it through the damn uprights, especially for an extra point attempt. I'm just glad that from the Dallas Cowboys' perspective, none of them made excuses. People are making excuses for him. Brett Maher, after the game, he was showing love to everybody who didn't throw him under the bus. Listen to this. Remember this?
I feel very fortunate to have the teammates that I do, to be in the locker room and the coaching staff that I do. They absolutely lifted me up today. So appreciate every single one of them. It's time for me to do my part.
Okay. Yeah, he needs to do his part. Wouldn't it be something? Oh, I guess we're up to Thursday by now. Wouldn't it be crazy? Wouldn't it be absolutely nuts if they gave him the boot tomorrow? This is going to be an interesting game, folks. Dallas Cowboys, 49ers. By the way, I'm going with the 49ers to win this one. I'm sorry. I'm not expecting Dak Prescott to go out there and throw six interceptions. I don't think it's going to be a complete runaway. I just think the 49ers are hot as hell right now. We know 11 straight victories. 7 victories with Brock Purdy since he took over on December 4th in front of Jimmy Garoppolo, or for Jimmy Garoppolo. It's going to be fun. And I know fans of the Cowboys are excited, but unless Brock Purdy is eating dirt, I got the 49ers, folks. I do. I think they're going to go ahead and get the victory at home. Mike McCarthy, despite his kicker being crap, he's in a good mood, especially after they just beat up on Tom Brady's Buccaneers.
What was I doing? I was doing what I always do, celebrate a victory. Glad you enjoyed it, David. It was just a teaser, so that's, yeah. I was kind of stuck in between a breakdance and the gritty, so I just had there weren't so many damn cameras in there, I need a little more room, so.
Well, I don't want to know how Mike McCarthy celebrates anything. He can keep that to himself. I'm not favoring them to celebrate this weekend, I'm sorry. I'm going to give that to the 49ers. And so Ezekiel Elliott. He knows that, A, they lost to the 49ers last year in the playoffs in embarrassing fashion. They're going into San Francisco. And he's using the loss from last year as motivation. Listen.
You definitely got to bring last year with you. You got to bring that feeling that we felt. But, I mean, it's a new year. Just got to go out there and do what we do, play our ball. I think we're ready for this one.
No, okay. Look, whatever gets you going. Whatever gets you hyped up for the game. If you need added motivation by looking at last year, then go get it. It doesn't mean you're going to walk away from a victory or walk away with one. 855-212-4CBS. Connor is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'm a young caller, obviously. I just like to talk about the 49ers game.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Are you supposed to be calling me? Or is this something you're not supposed to be doing?
No. Oh, yeah, I'm all good.
Oh, you sound like you're under the covers.
No.
Okay, but I whispered to. Go ahead.
Just like to say I'm looking forward to the 49ers game with the Cowboys. I'm looking forward to see what Dak Prescott and all them Cowboys plan to do against 49ers defense. I think 49ers defense probably arguably the best in the NFL.
Agreed.
Right now. And what?
No, I said I agree. I said I agree with you.
Oh, you agree?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking 49ers will definitely win.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
No doubt, Connor. Thank you for calling from California. He sounded like he wasn't supposed to call me. I felt bad. I should have told him to put his parents on the phone. I wonder how that would have worked out.
It went well.
if I told him to put me on the phone with his parents, it would work that well?
I think so, because what they don't understand is like all the good – I mean, you're not – we hear it in the rejoins all the time. You do so much work beyond sports talk radio that people would actually want to listen to what you have to say to issues outside of just sports. So the parents would be enlightened and because a lot of – there's a misperception about what a sports talk show host does. I think they'd be pleasantly surprised.
So what I should do is solicit all the kids to call me now, or the children.
Yeah, with the media for the movement tour and everything you right. do with Special Olympics, I think parents would be honored to have their kids on with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you have parents, call me right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Call me with your parents. Why not? I love parents. Who's this? Charlie from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road, driving back. You always make a lot of sense, and you're funny as hell when you deal with stuff. So, but you really have a lot of substance to you. I'm a former special ed teacher, retired, and I think it's great that you do that kind of work. But one of the things, you know, we're talking about influencers, and you may not know it, but you are an influencer, and I'll tell you why. The way you handle that kid, 13 years old, and I think you made his day, his week or whatever, and I think that's a positive influence on there, and it tells me a lot about you. You know, so it's not an admiration society. When I see someone doing something right, I call it as I see it.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie. Everything I do, whether people realize it or not, has some type of purpose. So I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I keep listening to you. You keep me awake on the when I'm coming back from a game in Baton Rouge.
What game? I love Baton. I be at Denham. I like Denham Springs. I like Baton Rouge. I like
LSU women's basketball, they pulled that against Arkansas, and they'd beaten them 24 points before in Fayetteville. But Arkansas was able to get penetration on them a lot, and it opened up three-point shots, and LSU turned it over and couldn't make free throws, but they held on. They came through and won. It was just a really great basketball game. And I like the women's game in many cases better than the men's game because there's a lot more strategy.
Yeah,
you know,
the fundamentals. The fundamentals, the strategy is a lot of
fundamentals and everything, and the coaching is really good. You know, I mean, it's a good brand of basketball. You know, I enjoy it, but I do enjoy listening to you. I think you you're one of the most sincere radio hosts I've ever heard. But you and Jim Rome are hilarious. You don't realize it.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I'm not worried about that. This is more important. Do you like Chimes out in Baton Rouge?
Chimes is good. Chimes is good. They've got some good food.
Okay.
Pastime's good. You know, after a ball game, get a four-way or pizza.
Yeah.
But Chimes is really good. They got some really good stuff, you know, there. Okay. They got some nice places in BR, but living here in Lafayette where I live, we have some good places too, you know.
Oh, no, there's great places all over. Well, thank you, Charlie. I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want people to know where I hang out at, okay?
Well, look, if you're ever in Baton Rouge for a game, I say I'll buy you a beer or buy you a Coke, depending on what you want.
Okay, I do. I take about 8 beers, so be prepared, okay?
8 beers, you load them up. Have fun, man. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Charlie. Take care, Charlie from Louisiana. 8 beers, 8 beers. I have 8. 8 safely. I don't drive. 8. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. I gotta let y'all know, y'all need to put some respect on us down here in Duval County with my boy Trevor Lawrence and that defense we got going on. I heard your boy back there saying it's going to be a soccer score, that we ain't going to score no points. What y'all been watching lately, man? These boys is red hot. They're going to bring it to the Chiefs. You seen that sorry Chiefs defense, that weak behind defense, ain't got nothing on what a Trevor and them boys going to bring to him, man. Come on now. You better than that. You heard me?
What?
Hey, you heard me?
No, I didn't. Go ahead. What happened? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm saying y'all need to put some respect on my boy Trevor Lawrence in that defense. Y'all talking about it's going to be a soccer score. Them boys are going to get beat a lot to a little. You obviously ain't been watching lately. Them boys is red hot. Okay. Offense can't be stopped. Okay. Who's going to cover us? That defense is trash. That secondary is trash. We're going to run all over them. Okay. Keep counting us out. Keep counting us out. We're going to run all through everybody. Duval! And I'm going to take it off the air, my boy.
Hey, Shep, that's your boy? Who's his boy? Who's he talking about?
I guess you're his boy. I'm not his boy.
I'm not his boy either. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay. What is he? Is he 17 years old? Who's his boy? Not me.
I mean, listen, JR, I mean, Daniel and everyone in Jacksonville have every right. They've been waiting for this for a long time. Right. To be excited about a team that in back-to-back seasons had the worst record in the NFL. And then for them to make the advancement they did, there's no denying that. But they are playing against a team that's just out of the league right now. That's all. It doesn't mean Trevor Lawrence can't one day with Peterson win a Super Bowl, but it ain't this year.
Yeah, you said they're going to – what do you say? They keep counting. We're just being real, man.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Just being real. Look, Jacksonville might beat them. I don't expect it to happen. Yeah. And if they do beat them, this guy's going to call next week and tell us they're going to win the next three Super Bowls.
Listen, JR. Look,
whatever makes you excited, this is what you call what's the proper term for a phrase for it? Man. I'm trying to think of an appropriate on-air phrase I can use.
Sure.
It's like I don't want to not a Napoleon complex. That's wrong.
Inferiority complex?
Yeah, there you go. Yes. When you are the little guy, when you're the small guy for so damn long, you got to make the most noise. Like if you got to be the loudest person in the room to prove yourself, and you got to call up on the radio, and go Duval, you sound like an idiot. Just tell me, this is what it boils down to. This is what I call common sense. And feel free to play it back after the game, win, lose, or draw. The Kansas City Chiefs are favored because they have experience. Championship experience. Championship experience winning. Championship experience losing. They have experience going and not getting there in regards to the AFC championship game. They have experience getting beat by a championship team. They have experience losing to a team by taking their foot off the gas. Ask the Bengals. Anybody can be got at any time. The Jaguars can beat the Chiefs. Am I favoring it to happen? Hell no. And for everything that you want to talk about them being red hot, did you see the game? 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 You see my boy, did you see the game? Yeah, I saw the game. I watched the game on Saturday night. I saw a guy throw four interceptions one half and then throw four touchdowns. So which one are we getting? Yeah, anybody can win. We know that. It'd be a hell of a surprise if the Jaguars won. Hey, if we didn't have another half of football the other day, what were you going to tell me? Look at the whole picture. Look at the big picture. The Jaguars are on the up and up. They are. And good for them. They deserve a lot of credit. Doug Peterson deserves credit. Trevor Lawrence is moving towards being one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Trevor Lawrence, for the month of December, has went and gone basically throwing 12 touchdowns to four INTs before the disaster that he just had. Did you watch the game? Did you watch the game? Man, I've been watching this crap for the past couple of months. The Jaguars are on the up and up. They're probably going to lose. And if they win, God bless them. But please, please, do me and the country a favor next time. Don't call here going, my boy, did you see my boy, my boy, my boy, my boy? You're not my boy. I don't know you. I like Jacksonville, but I don't know you. Like T.I. say, you might see me in the street. You don't know me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah!
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road, driving back. You always make a lot of sense, and you're funny as hell. You really have a lot of substance to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, here's the deal, folks. I mean, before we even get to the Super Bowl, I'm sure everybody knows that we got the Pro Bowl. I know, exciting, right? Sunday, February 5th, the Pro Bowl is going to go down in Las Vegas. Except for we're not going to have the traditional game. We're going to have the Pro Bowl games, which is going to be a series of mini games in flag football because if you're a player, why the hell do you want to play in this crap? Or the Pro Bowl game. The best thing was getting a free trip to Hawaii and dragging your family out there. That's what it was, right? Well, now we got skills competitions, okay? Can't wait. You got an AFC team. Peyton Manning is the AFC coach. You got an NFC team. Eli Manning is the head coach. And they're going to play flag football? They're going to play dodgeball? Like what? Precision passing? Best catch? Like what are we doing here? And then we have additional. We got captains for some of this. It was announced that Snoop Dogg. Yeah, people. Everybody likes Snoop, right? No, maybe some people don't. I don't know. Snoop Dogg is going to be a captain for some of these festivities. And Pete Davidson is going to be a captain too. Pro Bowl team captains. Pete Davidson will be with Eli Manning. And Snoop Dogg will be with Peyton Manning. Okay. Shep, is this supposed to entice you to tune in? Are you going to watch now? Excited?
I mean, Pete Davidson is ultra talented because he's got SNL and like five other feature film hits that you can't stay away from. Why not tune in?
I couldn't tell you one thing Pete Davidson is in besides SNL.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
He's got the same bit. He does the same thing every single time. He's very self-deprecating and he makes fun of himself and he tries to be the very likable, vulnerable guy, and it's just not. There's a lot of people that do that act, and he just happened to hit it at the right time.
He dates everybody, right? That his thing?
I think that's more orchestrated by PR people than it is.
Yes, but that's his thing, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He dated Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Can I use the word date? Is that appropriate?
She needed a different type. Well, no, JR, in all seriousness, she needed a different type of partner.
From Kanye West?
Yes, and so Pete Davidson is an individual that is very he's very adroit and in tune with the idea. I don't know if he's that funny, but he's very in tune with and aligns with the era that we have come into, which is mental health. And he's all about that. So it was very, very good for Kim's brand to be with the younger, vulnerable, sensitive Pete Davidson as opposed to the out-of-date, older head, that being Kanye West, incredibly brilliant musician. We know
that.
Anyway, we get that.
Pete Davidson dated, what, five other people after that, right?
Well, he's dating Emily something. I don't know her last name. She's beautiful, though.
Roger Kaskowitz?
Yeah. She was in a movie with Zac Efron back in the day. She's gorgeous.
Zac Efron.
Yes, sir.
Disney guy, right?
Yeah, he's done a lot since, but yes, he's originally a Disney guy.
Yeah, that's where I know him from. I barely know. I don't know what the Pro Bowl is going to do. The Pro Bowl can't do anything to make me watch. I'm not watching. I'll see clips on Twitter, and I'll save myself, I don't know, 3 hours. I don't need to watch Tyreek Hill run a straight line and quit. Like, what? Whatever. I feel like this is the same garbage they serve up every day or every year. Congratulations to the NFL, the Pro Bowl. People can't wait to see Pete Davidson make jokes with Eli Manning, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Louisville. What's up, Kevin?
JR, I love you.
I love you, too.
As always. How you doing, brother?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Golly, what's going to happen this weekend with the Elite Eight?
The what? The Elite Eight?
The Elite Eight in this in
That's
playoffs.
What we call the divisional round of the playoffs.
I'm taking my 49ers to win it all.
Okay.
First
reasonable.
I will.
Reasonable.
I'll take Jacksonville
okay.
to win that game, and I'll take Giants to win that game. Yep. And then we host the NFC Championship game. What
You're
do you
just
think about
going
that?
For all the underdogs,
and, you know,
it's all
speculation, brother.
What
I love
speculation?
You know what? Hey, you know what I'm cooking this weekend? Brisket and wings.
Do you eat vegetables? You eat vegetables?
I do. I eat broccoli.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Got some loose lips here tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Loose lips and chicken chips.
Yeah, loose lips. They ain't sinking my ship. Oof. No, sorry.
Kevin doesn't do that usually.
He's excited about that brisket.
Well, you know, I'm surprised he didn't go the route of, well, JR, let me tell you, my family, we root for all different teams. He was going there eventually.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, that's what he does. That's what
Leave my guy Kevin alone.
I love Kevin, but that is Kevin's thing with you. He always loves telling you how diversified his family is in terms of their football rooting interests.
Well, one day we're gonna go to his house and eat briskets.
I'm down for that. But Kevin, you can't be so loose with that word on the air. Come on.
He's gonna beat the they, what do you say? Gonna beat the blinking Cowboys, right?
Yeah, it was worse than the A word that someone used about Stephen A.
A word.
Yeah. You can't use that word either, but what Kevin used was worse.
He did. What a guy. Don't do that. It's terrible. Your kids listening. I don't know why, but they are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. And then I got to shut up because Amy Lawrence is going to come on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh my God, JR, I love your show, Mr. Positive. God, I love your show. I mean, I'm glad you're defending LeBron. God, JR, I love you. You are a man that is reasonable, knows what he's talking about.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, I'm glad that stopped there. Always love Mr. Positive. We got a lot of people on the line. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is going to be your last time to speak to me until Monday. Not going to be here tomorrow. Shep will be here. It'll be absolutely amazing. Hey, Shep.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to be able to listen, but I'm looking forward to hearing maybe after, man. It's going to be fun. I'm glad.
I appreciate that, man. Obviously, a whole lot of conversation about what is going to transpire in these divisional round matchups. I know we had Kevin say it's the Elite Eight. It's not quite there, but
yeah,
to me, it's even to me, right? To yeah. me, it's even better. This is the best week in all of football.
Yeah, we got a lot of games, and then we'll have two games, and then we'll have one more game, and that's it.
Right.
Then we have to watch the XFL.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking about the Pro Bowl tomorrow, JR. That I promise you.
No? Okay. What are you calling the show tomorrow? What are you going to, the Shep, what is it, the good, what are you calling it?
Oh, it's called the JR Sport Brief. I would never disrespect what you have built here.
Oh, it's not disrespect. Just steal it for a little while.
JR, I would never do that to you for a nanosecond. This is the JR Sport Brief for now until eternity.
It's the Dave Shepard show tomorrow because I said so.
I appreciate that it's Dave Shepard filling in for JR Sport Brief, but thank you.
That's fine. Whatever you want to call it.
Sounds good.
No matter to me. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to you. Let's talk together before I get the hell out of here. What do we got here? Sims is calling from Atlanta. How about that? Maybe I'll see Sims. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, brother. How you doing?
I'm okay, I think.
Okay.
The Bills and the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals game, do you think it's going to be a very emotional game, especially with T. Higgins? And how do you think Lamar Jackson feels some type of way towards the Ravens about Raekwon Smith's contract?
No, not necessarily. Roquan. And you should know that his name is Roquan because you're here in Atlanta. The man played down the road in Athens.
Yeah, I wish we would have won that year, but, you know, everything.
I understand. But anyway, let me get that out the way. No, I don't think Lamar Jackson is worried about, hey, we just traded for Roquan and we gave him, what, $100 million. I don't think that's of a concern because he's on the same team, and, yeah, they paid an outside guy. I think it's just a matter of this man trying to get a guaranteed deal. So I don't think Lamar Jackson is worried about what Roquan got to play linebacker. And for your first point, absolutely. I think the game will be emotional. And not so much so for T. Higgins. The last time that these two teams were on the field, we know what happened with DeMar Hamlin. So, yeah, I believe emotions are going to run high. But I think folks are going to settle in once the game gets started. Hey, Sims, I appreciate you, man, okay?
I appreciate you. Have a great Friday, JR.
Well, thank you. I'll try, Sims. Maya is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Man, you could have gave the bruh a break. Remember, why you were so hard on the Jaguars fan? Hey, do you remember what happened? What was that, like 98 or so, Tom Coughlin took the Jaguars in the Denver? Denver was the number one seed, and they shocked the world. I mean, it's any given Sunday, anything can happen, man. The man just wanted a little hope, JR, just a little bit. But,
well, I gave him hope, and I gave him reality. I did, Maya. Go back and listen to what I just said. I gave him all the hope and reality in the world. I have been very complimentary of the Jacksonville Jaguars for the past month.
Yes, you have.
So, I mean, when you call me up and you're going, have you seen the game, bro? Bro, you been watching the game, bro? Duval County, bro? Like, no, shut up.
Okay. Let's move on because you got other calls to get to.
Okay.
Look, man, don't come down hard on us. Yes, we was dancing in the streets and everything that Roman was gone. We had reason to, man. We was tired of the just the craziness. He had to go. We needed a change. And while you playing, 65% of the fan base wants the other dude, his boss, gone. So, hey, my biggest thing with all of this, I'm frustrated and embarrassed that we ended up in this position. I just don't understand.
Wow.
I can understand it with Ozzie, how the thing went down with Flacco, because, well, number one, Flacco decided that he did the Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire. He decided to bet on himself. They offered him contracts. Him and his agent turned them down. But at the same time, I think that situation developed because
I don't know what that word is, Maya. You can't say that. And Maya, you said you were going to be quick. It's not quick. It's a long time.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. I gotta let you go, Maya.
Sorry. Bye.
Okay, it's okay. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Maya. She said something about a I can't even repeat the word. I don't know what she said. Who's this? Kevin's calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. You've been waiting patiently. What's up, Kevin?
JR, hello.
Hello.
I'm not 27. I'm not under the covers. I'm from Cleveland originally, and I know how much it means for a team that hasn't had glory in a while to win something in 2016. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about Jacksonville, maybe the Giants, do these players know what their responsibility is to the city that they represent? Do these players know going into these games this weekend that they could be statue figures one day? And it's not like oh, it's us against the world, and oh, I'm playing for a contract. Do they know what they're going for that city?
These players are not playing first for the city. They are playing for themselves. They are playing for their teammates. And then, yeah, the fan base, the city, might come further down the line. They ain't playing for the city, man.
I'm telling you, in 2016, well, maybe it's different because LeBron's an Akron guy and that's 37 miles down the street from the queue. But I don't know how much Trevor Lawrence knew the Jaguars when he went to Clemson, or I don't know where he's from originally, but
he's from here in
when
Georgia.
They take
he's
it just
north. He's just north of Atlanta.
But I'm saying when they take it personally and they know what they have going for themselves, that goes a long way, much longer way than their coach, much longer way than their opponent. Okay. It gets personal.
Okay, Kevin, but LeBron James is from Cleveland, and he won a championship at Cleveland at home. I mean, that's a rarity, man. Most guys playing for a professional sports franchise, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from San Diego, they're not playing at home. They're playing in a city that they got drafted to or that they signed to get a check. I'm talking about the full body of athletes. Not everybody is a superstar. Not everybody gets to dictate where they go. You just got to go and get a check. Being a professional athlete is a job first before these guys start going, oh, man, I need to play for the city. Most professional athletes are thrilled and happy just to be professional athletes, whether they're playing in their home city or anywhere. It's tough, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm about to be told to shut up. I'm going to be back with you guys on Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't miss me too much. A matter of fact, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Super producer Dave Shepard is going to be holding it down. Right, Shep?
That would be correct, JR.
You're damn right. Shep is awesome. I love Shep. He's great. Great producer, great host. He's amazing. Make sure you listen tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show here is a wrap. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, but make sure you stay locked in right now because Amy Lawrence, she's awesome as well. She's coming up next.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.